Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting 8th. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Boz Berger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting 8th. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berger out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Owen moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Owen scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Larry trying to get to third. Krivic throws the ball into Owen, who tags Larry for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Owen reaches second base with a double. Rigney moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry bunts towards first. QL fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. Hemsley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 2 in the game. Schluter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Croner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Berger reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. QL scores. Rigney moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Croner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Walker goes all the way around to score. Radcliffe moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Galehouse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Galehouse moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Galehouse moves to third. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for John Croner. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale House scores. Larry scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Odell Hale now playing second base. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 3 in the game. Schluter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rigney moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berger is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 4 in the game. Schluter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.